بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن معاذ رضي الله عنه قال: بعثني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: إنك تأتي قوما من أهل الكتاب، فادعوهم إلى شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأني رسول الله، فإنهم أطاعوا لذلك فأعلمهم أن الله قد افترض عليهم خمس صلوات في كل يوم وليلة، فإنهم أطاعوا لذلك فأعلمهم أن الله قد افترض عليهم صدقة تؤخذ من أغنيائهم فترد على فقرائهم، فإنهم أطاعوا لذلك فإياك وكرائم أموالهم، واتق دعوة المظلوم فإنه ليس بينها وبين الله حجاب. متفق عليه. حضرت معاذ رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent me as a governor to Yemen, and he advised me that you are going to the people of the book, invite them to testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am the messenger of Allah ta'ala. So Hazrat Mu'az radiallahu anhu, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had sent him to Yemen, and Yemen at that time, they were also mushrikeen there, but majority of the population were Ahl al-Kitab, either Jews or Christians. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said that you are going to the people of the book, invite them to testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and that I am the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One thing also we learn from here is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascending Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu to the Jews and the Christians. Nowadays, unfortunately, you find something very common as an interfaith gathering. In other words, interfaith, all the faiths are okay, everything is acceptable, it doesn't matter, we are all common as far as our religions are concerned, we are all going towards the same cause, we all serving the same cause, so the religion now doesn't matter, and religion is of no essence. Here we see specifically Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sending Hazrat Mu'az radiallahu anhu to give the Jews and the Christians dawah to the Islam, and telling them that testify that is none worthy of worship except Allah ta'ala, and that I am the Rasul of Allah. And if they accept this, now if these Jews and the Christians, if they accept this, then inform them that Allah ta'ala made 5 times daily salah compulsory on them, and if they accept this, then inform them that Allah ta'ala made zakat compulsory upon them. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was showing him a stepped approach, that this is how you go and give dawat. That if they accept this, in other words, they accept now that they accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they accept me as a messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then inform them that Allah ta'ala made 5 times salah compulsory upon them. And then if they're accepting the salah, then end the first part, which is in iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then inform them that Allah ta'ala made zakah compulsory upon them, and it is to be taken from the rich and given to the poor amongst them. And if they accept this, in other words, all the things said before this, if they accept this, then refrain from taking their precious wealth as zakat. What this means is that when a zakat collector is going, then you'll find that people, for example, got animals. Now amongst the animals, they'll have some animals that are very good quality animals. Don't go and take that as their zakat from them, because now you make it difficult for them. They'll feel as though the most prized animals are being taken for zakat. The best wealth that they've got that is now zakatable, you're taking that away. People will start finding it hard to give zakat. So in other words, if you're taking your zakat from them, take the average. Don't take the best, the most prized animal, the one that they had their eyes on, now you take that. So when you're taking people's zakat, then take the average. Or like that, when you're taking, for example, if you're taking it in the form of stock, those days they will have plantations, khajur plantations, or other plantations, the grain, corn, whatever they had. Now if you go take the highest quality from them, then what will happen? You're leaving them with just the general or the low quality. They also won't feel nice. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is even explaining that how zakat must be taken from the people. That refrain from taking the precious wealth as zakat. In other words, take the average. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, beware of the dua of the oppressed. Ittaqi da'wat al-mazloom. For days, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, beware of the supplication of the dua of the oppressed, or the supplication of the oppressed, for there is no barrier between it and Allah ta'ala. Between the oppressed person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely no hijab. There is no barrier. The dua of the oppressed person gets accepted directly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, a person must be very, very careful that it doesn't matter who it is. Ulama explain whether it is a Muslim or a non-Muslim. Oppression is such a thing, such a harmful thing, that the dua of an oppressed person gets accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we think that the du'as of only a Muslim pious person get accepted. But when you're oppressing somebody and causing harm to somebody, even the du'as of the curses, du'as here we say, the du'as, rather it's the curses of the oppressed person that also affects us. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of being very careful. So this last part of the hadith ties up with the section that we're doing about warding ourselves, warning about all the different type of zulm and the harms, and warding ourselves, saving ourselves from causing harm to any person. Actually, a mu'min must be such. On one occasion, Hazrat Shaqiq Balqi, rahmatullah alayhi, he met Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullah alayhi. So Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullah alayhi, was on a very, very high level. So he asked Hazrat Shaqiq, rahmatullah alayhi, he said, asked him, that what did you find most effective on this path? This path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did you find most effective? So he said, I found that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me food, then I thanked him. And when there was no food, then I was patient. In other words, I found the part of shukr and I found the part of sabr the most effective. So when Allah ta'ala gave me food, I made shukr to Allah ta'ala. And when Allah ta'ala gave me no food, I didn't have food, then I made sabr. I found this the most effective part to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullahi, told Hazrat Shaqiq Balqi. He was from Balkh. So he told him that even the dogs of Balkh, they do that. In other words, if they get food, they eat. If they don't get food, they don't eat. They make sabr. So it's nothing great what you are doing. That is nothing great. So then Hazrat Shaqiq Balqi, rahmatullahi, he asked Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullahi, what did you find as the most effective part to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he replied that when Allah ta'ala gives me food, I prefer others over myself. In other words, I'll take it and I'll give it to somebody that's more in need than me. Now this doesn't only apply to food, it applies to all the ni'mat that Allah ta'ala give us, that we prefer others to ourselves. This is a high level, that we prefer others. Doesn't mean a person doesn't use, he should use also. But he what extra? He prefers others. So this was the quality that he had. I prefer others over myself. And when Allah ta'ala doesn't give me, when I don't have, then instead of making sabr, I make shukr. That Allah ta'ala, this is also your decision and I'm happy with your decision. So this is what you call a very high level part to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doesn't matter what condition I'm going through, I'm still making shukr to Allah ta'ala. That, oh Allah ta'ala, this is the part you have chosen for me. I'm happy with whatever you have chosen for me. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.